It is the pre-match warm-up. The Reds travelling to Selhurst Park this weekend. It's Ian Ryan, Damien Cabana, Paul Senior. I've got Neil Atkinson as well, as always, and Robbie Scotcher a little bit later in the show. But Paul, it's a big one this weekend. The challenges keep on coming. This one's no different. Crystal Palace lie in wait. But it feels like there's a carrot for Liverpool. There's a chance to go 6 from 6. And that will then crank up the pressure on our nearest rivals, namely Arsenal, who then got a tricky game at St James's on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it really is a big one. And I think it's also maybe currently the most intimidating fixture in British football. You know, it's like going to Palace shouldn't... It's always been quite hard to go to Palace. Obviously, they generate an amazing atmosphere. But in the moment they're in the year they're in, 17 games undefeated. I'm corrected by our man on
You were debating that the other day, weren't you? You weren't sure.
I couldn't believe they played 17 competitive games since April, you know?
They got battered by Newcastle, didn't they?
Yeah, and that was the last one. And that, I don't think it was a turning point for them, but they were doing well prior to that. But to go 17, obviously with the Conference League fixtures and whatever that they've had to play, is really impressive. But it's so intimidating. And as a team that's top of the league, of course I'd back us. But going there's going to be no walk in the park, I don't imagine.
And to go 6-on-6, Cav, it's not easy. I mean, they've done it 4 times in Liverpool's history. Mm. 2 of them came under Jurgen Klopp. They do it in 78-79. They do it in 1990-91. But to win 6 of your first league games, that is some going.
That would be phenomenal. Crest of a wave, innit? This has got draw written all over it, really. If you think about it in those terms, about Liverpool doing so well, Palace being so difficult. They deserve the reputation as being a team that's tough to play against and the respect that we have for them. But Liverpool tend to do all right there. I think there's a bit of a memory thing that goes on there, and you think that maybe the results may have been not as good as they have been recently away from home. So,
do you know the record, the last 10 at Selhurst Park?
Go on.
They've won 9 and drew 1.
I didn't know it was that good.
It's Liverpool's longest unbeaten run anywhere.
But
I think you're right. In our heads, you think, tough place to go.
And that's sometimes possibly reflective of the fact that you remember what it was like at home, and it's never a... Well, there's a lot of difficult games when you're playing them at home. So I think there's cause for optimism. I think the way you framed it, it's interesting, isn't it? Because, like I said there, you know, and if that was a draw, you'd say, well, all right, both teams might shake hands on that. But Liverpool do win there against a team that is unbeaten in 17. That is churning out those results, and it puts the pressure on all the others like that. This is the sort of performance and results that you would look at and say, well, that's the marker. Not just champions, but champions who are going to go on to retain it. So if we go there, win, and deserve to win, God help the rest of the league.